With deference to Halloween, I thought I would open up today's show with an evil laugh. Hi, this is Jeff Albin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to Nopius Job Search Advice Radio. I like to spend a few minutes each day giving you advice about job hunting so that it doesn't have to feel so spooky. You know, you don't need to be so scared. And on this show, I give you advice about how to market yourself effectively. So I hope you find it helpful. And if you do, I hope you use the link in the show notes to give Nopius Job Search Advice Radio 5 stars on iTunes. And with that, let's get rolling. Let's talk today about what headhunters do in their work. Answer, they're doing business development work to identify clients that want to hire. How are they doing that? Well, there's a variety of different ways, but the primary way that's being done is cold calling. They're networking. They're trying to find people who will give them a name and phone number and or email address of someone to reach out to who's hiring. But more often than not, they're doing what's called telemarketing. They're on the phone, presenting themselves as human beings who have skills and capabilities that can help an organization fill positions. Now, I'll just simply say that telemarketing works. It's the most effective way that salespeople sell. They may get the leads in a variety of different ways, but it's being on the phone that causes them to do the sale. You need to be doing the same thing. How do you get those leads? There's a variety of different ways. You know about LinkedIn. Have you considered data.com or Spoke or this ZoomInfo.com? These are all sites that provide you with names and positions of hiring managers. So that in this way, if you're going to submit your resume to an organization, you can use a backdoor way in to reach out to someone and present yourself as a human being, different than just the resume submitted to the applicant tracking system, different than just simply the resume that's submitted or referred by someone else. They can hear you on the phone, even if you're just leaving a voicemail. It's an opportunity to present a case for yourself. So again, just want to encourage you, get on the phone. Don't just simply rely on applicant tracking systems or emails or even introductions. Reach out to people so that they know something about you. They get a sense of your enthusiasm and passion and excitement for what you do just from the tone of your voice. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.